We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined now by Jack O'Donnell, O'Donnell and Associates, talking about the midterm elections, which are really coming up fast. Jack, thanks for being with us this morning. You know, looking at some of these numbers in recent weeks, it would appear that Lee Zeldin gaining some steam. How much do you read into some of the shifting poll numbers as we get closer to Election Day? Is this what typically happens?
Good morning. I do think a lot of this is typical. People are paying more attention to elections. Often they close, right? People are looking at both sides. You know, Zeldin was really outspent for the first few months of this race, and he now has some resources to tell people who he is. So I think naturally they've closed a little. I also think that Zeldin has tapped into some issues, and the issues that he's talking about, crime, the economy, have really become more prevalent here, and that's also brought his numbers up. And I think it's going to bring a lot more attention to their conversation tonight.
It is the one and only governor debate tonight at Pace University in New York City. Jack, I'm wondering if Hochul is trying to pivot. Reason I'm asking, yesterday, she and Tish James held a news conference about red flag laws. There wasn't a new announcement about them. She was trying to reaffirm that they're working this coming 2 weeks before Election Day. She was even asked if the event had anything to do with recent polls showing Zeldin gaining on her. She answered it's not a new issue for her. But Rob Ort, the Senate Minority Leader, he called this an Election Day Hail Mary. Did this raise your eyebrows at all?
Well, I would place it somewhere in between, right? I do think that we've seen the Hochul campaign talking more about crime and the environment. She released a couple new ads late last week to highlight those things. And last week she was also with New York City Mayor Eric Adams talking about crime and violence in the New York City subways. So I do think there has been a focus on it. I think after the Supreme Court decision, we've seen a lot of Democratic candidates have gone really heavy on reproductive rights, and that we've also seen more recently that's not working as well for them as maybe it did in the spring or during special election time. So we see the governor, we see Attorney General Tish James, we see a lot of Democrats talking more about crime.
Crime, but then also the economy, right? And it doesn't matter who you are. If you're the party in power and the economy, and specifically the not so well performing economy, is a main issue, that's not typically a good sign.
That's why midterms are traditionally very, very bad for the party in power. Absolutely, if the economy is not doing well, the people in office are the ones who pay the price with voters. I think voters demand and deserve results, and hold that against the people in office.
You know, on Zeldin, and especially his crime message, why do you think that's resonating so much with voters?
Well, I think there is both a reality and a perception, right? We have seen some crime numbers up, even if some of the worst crime numbers are down. There have been, as well as the governor pointed out, there have been some really bad decisions that have been made, and some bad instances where there have been a lot of press around it. But I do think broadly, Americans, New Yorkers are feeling those fears, whatever is stoking them. And those are very real for people. And that's a big driver, right? You can't even talk about a lot of these other issues if you don't feel safe and you don't feel like your family is safe.
What, you know, this is the race that's getting all the headlines here, a race for governor. What else statewide are you going to be paying close attention to over the next couple of weeks?
There's something like 4 to 6 congressional races, very few here in Western New York, but especially in the Hudson Valley, Central New York, and Long Island, that could go either way, that are real true toss-up races, and may determine who's in control of the House of Representatives. It does really look like, if the polls are to believe, that Republicans are going to have a healthy majority in the House. But we're watching to see if they win a few more seats in the state of New York.
Here in Western New York, not a lot of competitive races. What do you is it the governor's race that'll be driving people to the polls?
Absolutely. I think it's the governor's race, right? Having a hometown person on the ticket is a big deal. And I think that'll be the number one driver. There's also an interesting state Senate race between two incumbent state senators. Ed Rapp and Sean Ryan that in, you know, Tonawanda, Amherst, and parts of Buffalo may drive a few people to the polls. And then there's a county clerk's race in Erie County that I don't know if a few folks are keeping an eye on.
That race between two, you know, people who are currently in office, you have Ed Rapp, Sean Ryan, what are you seeing there? We're starting to see the commercials. In fact, just as you're talking, there's another commercial airing on the TV screen here. We're starting to see things really pick up there. Who do you see as having the upper hand, and what could change over the next couple of weeks?
It is so interesting. We rarely have incumbents, right? This is, along with those congressional races, is the fallout from the whole debacle of redistricting in New York that I know we've talked a lot about over the summer. The district likely favors Sean Ryan. It is a Democratic district. It voted for Biden, and I think that puts Sean Ryan kind of in the driver's seat. But Ed Rapp is a strong campaigner, and we've also seen sort of late in a number of these races a lot of money coming in, especially from IE or independent expenditure campaigns to help some of the Republican candidates, hitting on those crime issues that we've talked about, hitting on some of those economic issues that we've talked about, and really sort of playing up how far left the state Democratic Party has gone. So that's going to be interesting to watch, but I think Sean Ryan is definitely the favorite.
Jack, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's Albany insider Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell & Associates.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.